All day, every day, we experience thought or thoughts through our minds, either consciously or unconsciously. We may be aware of some or all of the thoughts passing through their mind, or they may just be operating on total autopilot. It may be useful then, if not essential, to understand this powerful tool that we all have access to. Welcome. I talk about how to integrate work, life, and spirituality practically. Today, I want to talk about thought or thoughts. In particular, what are thoughts and how are they created? Are thoughts really yours? And what are collective thoughts? Thoughts and the ability to think are one of the greatest tools of creation that the human species has been provided with. When used consciously and with awareness, wisdom, and good intention, thought can create amazing things. When used unconsciously and without awareness or intelligence, thought can create the total opposite. So in your external environment, everything is made of energy, vibrating at particular frequencies and in the process creating the form of physical or material objects and things. Your five physical senses allow you to perceive and sense physical objects in the external environment internally through sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. So in your internal environment, thought is also energy, vibrating at a particular frequency. Thought allows you to perceive and sense the external environment internally through the mental sense of thought. Thought is like another sense. The processor for all your senses is the human brain, a complex series of interconnected systems that transfer and transform energy from one form to another. Regardless of the sense, the brain is taking in information from the external environment as energy, running it through your brain and then transforming the energy into a new form of energy that you can perceive and start to understand. Your internal experience of the external environment is through the internal senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, and thought and emotion. So how does thought sense? Well, everything is energy, and energy is how things change and move. Energy has a vibration and a frequency, so everything has a vibration and frequency. The slower and lower the vibration and frequency, the heavier, denser, and more like matter and the physical something is. The faster and higher the vibration and frequency, the lighter, sparser, and more like energy or light something is. Everything in the external environment or conditions has a particular vibration and frequency. The external environment includes the tangible and physical energies such as people, places, situation, and things, as well as the more intangible energies of thoughts, ideas, beliefs, stories, and values. They're all kind of out there. Your brain will always sense the energy of your external environment and transform this into internal thoughts of the same energetic vibration and frequency of that external environment. Like energy attracts like energy. So the vibration of an external environment or condition creates a thought of a similar vibration. When you add more focus to a thought, more energy of the same vibration and frequency is created. These newly created thoughts attract and create more thoughts of the same vibration and frequency. More and more thoughts of the same vibration energy become a thought form. So as the thought form grows, it starts to attract more and more like energies in the mental and the physical, internally, externally, until it is said to manifest or create or appear in the physical. This is where a continuous circle or cycle starts to form. External energies attract similar vibrations of thoughts, which we perceive in our mind, which attract more similar vibrational internal thoughts, which form thought forms, which continue to attract similar vibrational energies in both the internal and external environments. The energies of your external environment will affect your internal thoughts and environment, which will affect your external environment. It's back and forth. Your external reality creates your thoughts, which creates your reality. To change your external reality, change your internal thoughts. To change your internal thoughts, change your external reality. In creating personal reality, people do one of two things. So they either hold on to thoughts as their own or are so disconnected they are completely unaware of the thoughts that are going through their minds. Either way, the thoughts that move through your mind are contributing to creating your reality and the life you currently have. Thoughts are not yours. Thoughts are just energy that helps you perceive that external environment, when you pay attention to the thoughts that move through your mind, they will start to tell you about your external environment and how safe you really are. Like your five physical senses, when you see, hear, smell, taste, or touch something bad, you physically respond to modify your physical body and ensure its safety. You pull away from a hot stove or clean up a pile of smelly garbage. So too, your thoughts are cues telling you how to respond to your external environment. You just have to choose to pay attention. Thoughts are not yours, no more than the smell of the garbage or the heat of the hot stove is yours. Thoughts are just passing through your mind to help you understand the world. You just have to choose what you do with them and how you respond. Collective thought then, or the collective mind, refers to a series of thoughts that a large group of people choose to hold on to and claim as their own. So this could include a family, a religion, a country, or a corporation. Over time, these thoughts become ideas, beliefs, myths, customs, stories, rules, or laws. Now, just because a group of people choose to hold on to a thought does not make it right or even wrong. It just makes it a thought or a series of thoughts, not necessarily truth or the way things are. It just makes it an internal reflection of the current collective external environment that everyone is existing in. So it's up to every person to take each thought, idea, belief, myth, custom, story, rule, or law for what it is. Each of these things is simply a way of perceiving the external world internally. We must all take each thought and assess it for what it is and how it makes us really, truly feel. If a thought feels good, great, then take it and use it for as long as it works. If a thought doesn't feel that good, then let it go and let it pass and change your external world until it does feel good. We all can use our thoughts to create our reality. So what the heck are you thinking and what are you creating and how is it working out for you? The choice is yours. If you have any question or thoughts about thought, please pop them in the comments. If you want to know more, then make sure you hit the notification button and consider subscribing to my channel because I have a ton of content and ideas to share with you about integrating spirituality into your work and your life and understanding it in practical ways. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work either here or at lizwatt.com. That is everything for today. I hope you found it helpful and got you thinking about what is thought. Have a great day. I will see you next time.